This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, if you do this to your dog, you are more intelligent.
I'm going to guess this. I think it's let them lick the inside of your mouth.
You nailed it, Tom.
Okay, no. Good. I'm super smart.
How about talk to your dog?
Okay, Heidi. You are correct.
Yay.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Hold on. I want to guess.
Okay.
Talk to your dog.
You're right, Tom.
I knew I'd get it.
Okay. A new study from the University of Chicago. People who talk to their dogs are more intelligent than people who don't talk to their dogs.
That's good, because I talk to my dog.
In the same study, dogs who talked to their owners
are also more intelligent.
Are either cartoon characters or alcohol-induced hallucinations.
Mm.
Just to let you know if your dogs talk to you at any time.
Well, I will say that what I say to my dog isn't very intelligent.
Okay.
But I do talk to him.
I tell him
he's a good boy. I tell him I love him and mm-hmm. ask him if he wants a treat, which is a stupid question because he always wants a treat. So I might as well just give it to him.
Now, when you talk to your dog, Tom,
mm-hmm.
do you just use your regular voice?
No, I use the dog voice.
Okay.
You're like the higher pitch and all that stuff.
So kind of like you're talking to a baby.
Yeah, very similar to that.
Okay, so who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
You'll notice I cleverly didn't fall for that, so you did it instead.
You want a treat?
Mm-hmm.
You want a treat right now?
You want a treat right now, Tom?
Yes.
Do it.
You know he always
do
wants
it.
A treat.
Look at him wag his tail like that. He did something.
I can't control it.
Yeah.
That is funny.
Where's my treat?
You know, I
got your Butterfinger right here.
I bite if you don't give me a treat.
There you go.
Oh. Where did that even come from?
Nobody better lay a finger on her Butterfinger.
Anyway.
You're sitting right there.
Oh, there's a Butterfinger over there. I see.
No.
I'm just like, where did the Butterfinger come from? Butterfinger Records.
Well, is that my treat?
Yes.
But anyway, so Heidi, when you have any animals around, you talk to them?
Yes.
I'm going to push you out the window.
I'll kill you.
You bad kitty.
Don't fall out the window. No, that was sad. It turned out to be okay when the cat fell out the two-story window.
Sounds very sad the way you tell it.
It was sad. But it happened. But she recovered. She ran right back upstairs. Everything was fine.
Well, you know, and the cat landed on its 4 feet, which is amazing.
Well, and they say that they return to their abusers.
Oh, stop.
Oh, okay.
She fell out accidentally.
Okay. Get this. 14% of pet owners have done this while on vacation. They call their home phone number so the dog can just hear their voice.
Yes.
Okay, you're a bad pet owner if you left your dog at home on vacation and all you did was call them on the answering machine.
Oh, I thought you were going to say because you didn't use FaceTime. FaceTime's much better to use with a dog than just a plain text or phone call.
Get your dog to actually work FaceTime. That's amazing.
Heidi just FaceTimes while she pushes him out the window.
No.
But Cato's been known to do that. You will call home sometimes when you're at work.
Well, I don't have an answer machine anymore.
Oh, okay.
So now she listens to the radio. Hey, Daisy.
Yeah. Okay.
She's stopped blind. She's probably looking around thinking I'm in the room.
Well, and I know for me.
It's cruel.
I had pets, and I talked to them, but I would use my regular voice when I was sad a lot of times. We've told this before, but I would be sad when I was a teenager, and I would go out and talk to my little dog, Poodle, Angel.
Angel.
And I would say, you know, they just don't understand me, Angel, inside. Mom and Dad don't understand me.
Mm.
I bet you Angel hated that.
Oh, here he comes again. Quick, let's dig a hole and hide.
I wish someone would push me out the window.
Where's Heidi when I need her? To end my life before I have this hour-long conversation about how he's not understood.
Somehow I picture you still doing that.
No, I don't have pets.
I know, but if you did.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's good that, seriously, you had your dog Angel to talk to.
I had somebody to talk to.
Being a teenager is tough.
I mean, could you imagine having no friends at all?
Yeah.
Tom,
yeah.
How'd that work out for you?
We both have issues, dude. Just own it.
I don't have to imagine it.
Okay. You want to talk to my dog Angel about it?
Anyone but you guys.
You want a butterfinger?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Stay awake.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.